But first, this lunchtime, we speak with the new chief executive of the Commonwealth Bank, Matt Comyn, who this morning delivered a 4% fall in the bank's full-year profit. It's the first profit fall since 2009 at the height of the global financial crisis, but the results still came in at $9.3 billion. In one of his first interviews as head of the Commonwealth Bank, Mr. Comyn has told the world today that he's working hard to rebuild the bank's shattered reputation. But he won't guarantee there'll be no more scandal. Matt Comyn spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, Matt Comyn, these are your first set of results in the CEO hot seat. How hard has it been to settle in?
Well, it has been a challenging year, Peter, as you said. We've been very focused on making sure that we're addressing some of the key issues and resolving those, getting a leadership team in place, and now we're very much focused on becoming a simpler and better bank.
This is the first fall in profit in 9 years. Do you feel you've copped a hospital pass given the financial and reputational fallout from the scandals you've taken on?
Well, as I said, it is has been a challenging year, but we've been working hard to address a number of those issues and importantly make sure they don't reoccur, and now we're very much focused on ensuring we're a better bank for our customers in the future.
But even though you weren't chief executive at the time of the big scandals, you were a very senior executive in behind in Rev. How much responsibility do you take for what went on?
Well, there's certainly things that I would have done differently. There's no escaping that. And I've been very focused on making sure that I've been addressing and trying to get to the root cause of the issues that have caused concern for both us and, of course, our customers. And we're very focused on making sure they don't repeat.
Much of the pain in these results comes from the $700 million penalty in relation to the anti-money laundering breaches. But given the revelations we've heard from the Royal Commission, how much more of a financial hit are you factoring in?
Of course, that's very difficult to predict. The AUSTRAC penalty brings to a close a set of serious failures on our behalf, but we now have resolved those. We're working very closely with AUSTRAC and making sure we're protecting the financial system going forward. We will, of course, continue to engage openly and transparently in the Royal Commission and await the findings that will come as a result of that.
You say that this has been a difficult period for the CBA, but I think it's probably fair to say that that's a bit of an understatement given the pressure you're under and what other scandals might come out of the Royal Commission.
Well, as I said, it has been, but also, I mean, I'm very grateful to have the tens of thousands of people around the country who are bearing the brunt of issues which they've had nothing to do with.
Given the big headline from the results announcement that you want to become a simpler, better bank, are you confident in saying now that all the scandals and all the bad news is out?
I couldn't be confident of that, but of course, I'm very focused on making sure that we're proactively reviewing all parts of our business and operations, making sure we're getting to the root cause of what's led to any of those problems. And if anything does come up, we will deal with that transparently and openly and make sure that no customers are impacted.
Just on a personal front, how shocked were you about some of the Royal Commission revelations? There was, of course, the AMP fees for no service, but also the CBA admitted charging dead people.
Well, in that particular case of an individual advisor that had done that, it was totally unacceptable. Of course, it's very confronting to listen to stories, particularly the cases where our individual customers, and to think that they have got an experience like that from us is very disappointing and completely unacceptable. We're going to make sure that those sorts of issues never repeat.
The Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hayne delivers his interim report in September and his final report in February next year. But you seem to be working very hard to preempt what's likely to be even tougher regulation.
We're certainly working hard on trying to address the issues that are obvious to us that need to be fixed. But of course, we know that the Royal Commission is a very thorough and comprehensive review of the financial system. We'll have the opportunity to continue to engage, and we will look to respond to the recommendations as they come out.
But do you accept that given the revelations from the Royal Commission about AMP, for example, not your responsibility, but there have been references from Rowena Orr QC, the senior counsel assisting, about potential criminal behaviour, do you think that Kenneth Hayne might end up referring potential civil or criminal charges to the Commonwealth DPP?
I wouldn't like to speculate on what may flow from that, but of course, making sure that we learn from the mistakes of the past.
Your predecessor, Ian Narev, lost $5.3 million in bonus payments in the wake of the money laundering scandal, and you personally forfeited $1.3 million. Do you expect to lose more bonuses if you don't succeed in in rebuilding the CBA's reputation.
My performance will be determined on an annual basis by the board, and the remuneration will be adjusted based on the performance that I'm able to deliver.
That's the Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive, Matt Common, with the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan, who's with me now in the studio. So, Peter, the Commonwealth Bank wasn't the only financial giant announcing a downturn in its profit today. Tell us about how the wealth manager AMP is faring, especially given the Royal Commission revelations it faced.
Yes, well, this is a big one. AMP's first half net profit has plunged a massive 74%. From $445 million down to $115 million. It's a stunning headline that really amplifies the fallout from the Royal Commission, for example, fees for no service and other major issues for AMP. But even when you strip out the one-off costs associated with things like client remediation and legal costs, AMP's underlying profit, the one they prefer, is still down 7%. So far this year, AMP has lost around $4 billion in market value. Its shares are down more than 30%, but there could be more damage to come, given that, as I mentioned to Matt Common just then, back in May, senior counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Rowena Orr, QC, said AMP may well have engaged in criminal activity.
And how have shareholders reacted to today's results?
Well, much of this bad news had been anticipated and baked in. So this morning, AMP shares are up almost 5% and Commonwealth Bank shares are up 2.3%, both of those in late morning trade.
Peter Ryan, the ABC Senior Business Correspondent, thank you.